Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P, and you are now tuned into the In Tune radio show. So thank you, you know, once again, you know, and as I always say, without you, there is no In Tune show. So I just, as usual, just want to let you guys know that I love and appreciate you, and I, you know, can't do this without you. And for all those that's tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last time. Tonight we're going to be interviewing Big Lito, so I'm really, really excited to gain some more insight on him, and he'll be on in just a few. However, let me just tell you guys a little bit about Big Lito. You know, I mean, he's respected. He's known for his powerful lyrics and his unmatched skills and talents. You know, he burns the mics with every word that comes out of his mouth, and he is known as one of the best MCs in his community. You know, Big Lito is doing the damn thing. You know, he basically is affiliated with High Rise Entertainment, Mob Music, and the Lost Boys, you know, with Mr. Cheeks. And, you know, to just come to be affiliated with those individuals per se, you know, is an honor in my book, because, you know, you have to be really good to be affiliated and have associating with certain people that, you know, kind of pave the way for certain artists and stuff like that. So shouts out to Big Lito for doing the damn thing. So I'm not going to talk you guys heads off and give you all but so much where, you know, when Big Lito come on, he is like being repetitive. So we're going to hold back from all, you know, the insight that I have gained on him and have him come on and talk about himself a little bit. But before we do, you know, I just want to give some shout outs again to, you know, Bullseye Entertainment, Michelle McGee. She's an awesome individual. And if you guys are not in tune with Michelle, then definitely get in tune with her. I have nothing but love for her. And if there's anything I could ever do for Miss McGee, it's definitely going down here on the In Tune show. So shout out to Michelle again, because without her, a lot of things that I'm doing right now wouldn't even be possible. So much love to Michelle. Before Big Lito gives us a call in, you know, let's play one of his tracks and, you know, get in tune with his music so we can kind of get an idea of what to expect from him when he comes on. And for all those that have a question or folks want to voice your opinion and, you know, give your feedback on his music and, you know, his insight that he's going to be providing us tonight, then definitely call in at 818-495-6975. And that's live. So until then, let's listen to Young and Wild by Big Lito. And I think I'm into this track because, you know, I think it kind of fits me because I am only 15 years old and I am still, you know, filling my oats. So that's why I think I can relate to the title, and the song just makes you want to do your thing out there on the dance floor. So let's tune in. And again, you know, if you guys want to call in with your feedback and stuff of that nature, dial 818-495-6975, and that's live with Miss P and Big Lito.
That's how it's gonna go down. I don't care what you say, man. Word. Okay.
Yeah, I'm chillin' and I'm cruising out.
think about them things that I left down south. Riding with the mob got me passing the bar right out. My music got you looking in the mirror feeling useless. Don't hate, throw them L's up. Better visualize me and Chief running that stimuli. We just stacking bread to the ceiling, right? Everywhere I go, people wanna know who I be. That big boy standing right next to Mr. T. Now I mean, from Woodside to Southside, Jamaica, Queens. Feel good to walk up in the Coliseum, buying everything you can't have. Now they see my ways, now they wanna hand me their CDs. I'ma do them how they did me. Real greasy, stay out of my face, homeboy.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Leo, man. I was trying to tell him we always doing what we doing, you understand? Just doing what it is, man. Supporting the family and getting that money, man. You know what I mean? Keep hot chicks around me. Like, yo, come on. Listen, man. Good music, that's what we bring. I'm always on top of my game. Bing, do the same thing that I did since day one. Anyone go against my team, they done. Keep that queen swerving, no matter where I'm at. From Liberty City, Greensboro, Cadillac. Cakes for stacking like cakes in the oven. Let's make a toast, we making it. Cousin never thought I would make it, I'm a kid from the block. If fucking make it, you can make it, why not? I'll be around, boozy people, but I represent the streets. I'ma overshine with some. You the blind of me, so listen, play your position like I do. Loyalty, stay true, he'll do what you go through. True, dismantle the game, play these clowns all the same. Listen, hey yo, man.
Okay, okay. You already know, man. We in the building, man. We here, man. We here, we gonna stay here, man. We gonna show these people, man, what it is. Word. Check this out, man. How it's gonna go down, man. It's gonna go right, man. Word up, man. Yo, check this, man.
Had to learn and move and do it my way. Could never put my pen and pen down. I'm feeling like I'm the illest dude in your town. Better respect it, don't ever get it twisted and start acting reckless. Before me and my team have you make you pay attention. When I'm pressed, I'm quick to start flexing. You get at me, it's just part of your imagination. Better sit back and start backspacing. Don't hold your breath, looking blue like an avatar. I see your face grinning, don't piss me off. Cause I had it with y'all, I'ma keep it moving, music be exclusive. No need to be behind that chick, I heard she passing off juices. I'm good, catch me walking through your hood, kid. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we do over here. We make it paper, baby. So we get that. We make it pop now.
Poppin', it's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Hoop, and you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves, Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Yeah, so that was Big Lito featuring Mr. Cheeks, and I'm into that. Young and wild, definitely young and wild. And if you're not young and you're wild, this is definitely the track that you should be playing at all times, you know, because we all have to, you know, turn it up or turn it down or, you know, whatever it is that you have to do. But I don't suggest really turning it down. You know, I think that's kind of lame. Definitely turn it up and be young and wild. So, again, that was a hot track with, you know, Mr. Cheeks and Big Lito, which is Big Lito's song, but featuring Mr. Cheeks, I should say. So before he comes in, you know, Big Lito, you know, he vows to earn the respect he deserves in the music world, and he's doing just that by taking no prisoners, and he's putting doubters to rest by providing and proving that he's the best, you know. So his style can't be really compared, and that's what kind of sets him apart. He has a style of his own, and, you know, without a doubt, he's doing a damn thing. So I look forward to him calling in so we can gain more insight on him. And, you know, it's going to be a great song, a great show. So without further ado, you know, I'm going to play another track because we have a few minutes before he's coming in. So we're going to play another track, and we're going to take it from there. So I hope you guys enjoy. This one is called, and if you haven't heard this song, get in tune to it and support. When I say support, I mean support this young lady. This one is called Unstoppable by Nyx. Enjoy.
Want it, I'ma get it. If I want it, I'ma get it. I'm back at it. All I need is back with the fish. I told you I was coming. Unstoppable, I'm baby. To the finish, finish. But I'm already feeling like a runner. If I want it, I'ma get it. Yeah. And yeah. Gonna yeah. Stop me I'm now. Down. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me fly. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna knock me
everything
down.
Everything seems clear once I started to dream.
So that was Motivation by Nick Midnight. So So basically, tune in to her. She has her stuff on iTunes. She's definitely a good listen. And I actually interviewed her and gained more insight on her. She's an awesome individual. Her story alone is really inspiring, and that's why I keep her song in rotation, because Motivation is definitely a good track, basically conveying that, you know, I've been through it all, but nothing's going to stop me now. And I think everybody that, you know, lives life can kind of relate to that. So on the Intune Show, I just like to bring that into perspective that, you know, it's good to be talented. It's good to be, you know, creative and do your thing. But it's also good when you can definitely look back at your life experiences and turn it into something other than, you know, me. Because when you write music and you compose it or produce it, you want to kind of have stuff that people can relate to. So shout out again to, you know, Nikki McKnight for Motivation Unstoppable. Also, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm going to be interviewing Big Lee Dell tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. And I played his track, Young and Wild, and like I said, guys, if you guys are not wilding, then you definitely are not living. So, you know, I felt prey to that, like getting into that whole old lady stage of it all, but, you know, you have to live your life because you only get one. So, you know, live it. And definitely while you live in it, tune in to Big Lito and Young and Wild. So without further ado, I think we have, you know, Lito on the line. So let's just bring him in. Lito, is that you?
Hi, this is Chaz with G Magazine. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Chaz? How are you tonight?
Doing good. I just wanted to come, you know, send love and support out to you and to the Intune Show, and to Big Lito, your guest, and everybody that's listening, because, you know, I got so much stuff going on, but I said I want to at least take out time to just call you and just let you know that with D Magazine, we are thinking about you guys, and you all have our support.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time, because I know that you're constantly on the ground yourself. So just tell everybody about your magazine real briefly and give them where they can, you know, sort you out and gain more insight.
Okay, thank you for the platform. Z Magazine is a multicultural style magazine, and we doesn't discriminate against nationality, race, sex, gender, and all that stuff. We're not a music-based magazine, but we do try to give artists platforms as well. We have what is called an artist pool, and artists, they can submit their press kits along with 3 radio edit versions, songs of theirs that's 5 minutes long or shorter, to entertainment@zmagazine.com. And our website is www.zforzebrahsinhotelefortmagazine.com. And they can also go in there to get more information about the artist pool as well. But we try to have some kind of, you know, positive outlet for artists, because not everybody is into raunchy music. So we try to give a little leeway for artists, free features for models, and, you know, we do ads, and, you know, we do media coverage for events, parties, showcases, and all that kind of stuff as well. So you can just go to the website, and you will see it in our magazines. We just got on with Costa Rica, so now our magazines will be going to 15 countries. So that's
congratulations.
That's very blessed. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Chaz, for taking the time. Like I said, again, you guys, if you're not in tune with Zee Magazine, then definitely get in tune. And, again, I'll post your page on my page on Facebook and tweet it, so everybody who missed it or is too lazy to go and write it all down, they'll have a way to contact you and get in tune to everything that you do. That's so amazing. So, again, I thank you for tuning in, and I thank you for your support as always, and congratulations on that phenomenal transition that you just, you know, let us know.
Yes, thank you. And you're definitely, make sure that you send us your information, because, you know, we have a web page that's designated only solely for radio stations and radio shows and TV broadcasts and stuff like that. So we definitely want to make sure we have you on there as well. You've been very inspirational to us for the longest, and we definitely want to talk about doing some sponsorship, so we can make sure that you always have a full page in each issue of our magazine.
That's so sweet. So definitely after the show, I'm definitely going to reach out to you. So thank you, Chaz.
Awesome.
Love you.
Love you too. Take care. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Yeah, so that was Chaz, and that's E Magazine. Like she says, Z as Zebra, H as in Harry, and E as in Egg Magazine. Definitely look her up. I mean, honestly, she's been supportive of me since day one, since I started a Facebook page and added the first 2-3 friends. You know, she happened to be one of those ads, and I appreciate her greatly and her mission, and, you know, support, as you guys always hear me say, and as I always, you know, do myself, definitely support. So big ups to Chaz again and Z Magazine. So we waiting for Big Lito. I don't know where he is right now, you know, and we, you know, confirmed and everything. So I guess it's like fashionably late for his interview, and I can dig it, but, you know, I'm going to have to powwow him because, you know, I like to stay on track. So while I'm trying to discover where Mr. Lito is at this present point in time and not on the air with us and, you know, having us gaining more insight on him, I'm going to definitely play another track, guys, and find him. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I appreciate you. And for our continued supporters, I definitely appreciate you guys. And as always, this is nothing without you. So please sit tight and let me go figure out where the heck is Big Lito. So this one I'm going to play right now is called Body Control by Brittany J. Enjoy.
Please.
Yeah, so that was Brittany J with Body Control. Shouts out to Brittany J. I do have that track on rotation. And I also keep it playing while I'm working out in the gym. So for all those that are not aware of her music, definitely look her up and get in tuned. Without further ado, we have Big Lito on the line. So let's tune in and gain more insight. Hey, Big Lito, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, how you doing? What's going on, y'all?
What's going on? First of all, I just want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And, you know, that's a real honor and a pleasure of mine. So thank you for taking the time so we can gain more insight on how awesome you are.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you now because I'm driving right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I just want to thank you for tuning in so we can gain more insight on you. Because,
okay,
honestly,
okay.
Big Lito, I've been, like, promoting this, like, crazy, and a lot of people are, like, giving me feedback, and the feedback is that, so they're like, who's Big Lito? Who's Big Lito? You know, so I said, if you want to know, tune in, because, you know, we're going to be talking about that. So
that's
the question of the day, Big Lito, so our listeners can gain more insight on you. Tell us, who is Big Lito?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm just that person that's going to keep it real at all times. You know, music is from the heart, you know, and just everything I do is original, you know. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, original music all day long, you know. And that's my whole thing. Every time I create a song, I try to come with, like, a different, you know, approach to it, not like the same old thing that you keep hearing. I'm trying to just keep hitting them with bangers and bangers, you know what I'm saying? Every time, you know, and just keep it original every time, man, original. That's the main thing. For me, in my music.
Right.
You know?
So where are you from originally, and where are you stationed at now?
Right now, at the moment, you know what I'm saying, I'm back and forth from Bronx, Queens, Harlem, you know? But I'm originally born and raised from Harlem, but the family moved to Queens, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know, Queens part of, you know, Woodside, Queens, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know,
right, that's awesome, because I've seen that you know, were in Harlem, and at a small duration of my life, I grew up in Harlem on 128th and Lenox, so I'm born and raised in Queens, so I'm just like, wait, Lito, are we related? Because, you know, it seemed like we was on the same path in life.
Right.
So I see that you like to, you like, when you started with music and everything, you started off with rap battles, is that correct?
Yeah.
So, you know what, honestly, you would be the first artist that I ever interviewed that has put themselves out there like that as a rap, in rap battles,
yeah.
I should say. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
it. That's how it was, you know, because you know how it was. You go to school, especially in Harlem. So if you had bars and you lived in Harlem, especially where I was from the Polo Grounds, you know what I'm saying? So I was like the only Dominican dude, you know what I'm saying, the whole, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like everybody's like, yo, you got bars? So, you know, that started it right there. So they'll start going off. And, you know, they always try to diss you, you know, the sneakers you was wearing or whatever. And then, you know, it was just back and forth. That's how it all started. So, you know what I'm saying? I came up from that environment like that. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? The streets. Because they went one with the other, you know?
Right, hand in hand. So
exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, how was that, like, when people used to see you out and about, like, doing these freestyle battles and things of that nature, and based on culture, and I'm not saying that there aren't, you know, Spanish, Dominican,
yeah.
You know, or there's a lot of different descents that's even rapping. I even met a guy from Israel who raps in his language,
right.
Which is pretty cool and different. But what I'm saying is that, how was it growing up, and did they respect where you was coming from?
Well, I got into a lot of fights, you know what I'm saying, coming up in Harlem. Like I said, because we, you know what I'm saying? It was like, we was like the only Dominican family in the projects in Polo Grounds. So I had to basically earn my respect. So, you know what I'm saying? Over the years, I was always fighting, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, rapping, that all came together, you know? Chilling with the homies, smoking, drinking, you know? That whole street life thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, that's how, you know, that's how it was in Harlem.
Right. So when did you decide, like, at what points in your life, you know, around what age range, I should say, like, did you decide to just say, you know what, I love music, I've been, you know, just dipped and dabbed and sugar-coated in music, so now I'm going to make this what I do? When did you decide that?
I'm going to keep, honestly, I just, 2004 when I got released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I was like, you know, this is what's going to be right now. You know, so that's what I've been doing ever since that, and still, you know, do what I do, you know what I mean? Gotta
absolutely.
Pay the bills some way,
somehow,
you know, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. And plus, in addition to that, you know, to find yourself like that, you know, like you just stated, like you just, when you was released from prison and stuff, and, you know, I appreciate you sharing that with us because of the simple fact that it just shows, like, the growth and development. Because you could have came out and went back in, but it just shows, like, hey, listen, I'm taking this talent that I have and putting it into different aspects. So I commend you for that. Congratulations for that, actually.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, who would you say influences your style?
Well, you know, sometimes people, like, they tell me, yo, you know, you sound like a little like Fat Joe, a little like Pun. Like, I hear a lot of different things, but in all reality, I feel like it's my, see, like, every song is, like, a different approach depending on the beat. So, it's like, I will hit you with a different flow depending on that beat and how the feeling of it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I try not to stay on that same flow because I, you know, as an artist, I feel like you have to be able to be able, you know what I'm saying? If the beat is a certain type of beat, you got to go with that type of flow. So, you know, you can never be always with the same, you know, with the same 1, 2, 3, you know, same little, you know, wordplay, you know, you got to switch it up. Speed it up, you know, slow it down, you know, all that. You gotta be, you know, very versatile. So that's what I try to do, man. You know, keep myself versatile.
Absolutely, and I love it. I love it because, you know, you're just keeping that in mind. Like, hey, listen, I don't want to sound like this person. It's good to be compared to certain people that are great or was great out there. But listen, I'm me. This is Big Lito.
Exactly.
I'm doing the damn thing. So I can respect that. I respect that. So what are your thoughts, like, on the music? On the radio today?
On the radio, like on the radio right now, it's just, I don't know, it's like, you know what it is that I've noticed my bracket of music is like, you know, hoodies, baggy jeans, and then now it's like the younger generation, they on this, you know, tight jeans, and like, you know, I'm not knocking them, but I'm, you know, I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big guy. We can't rock those, you know what I'm saying? We gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta wear clothing where it's comfortable. I don't have to lay in bed to, like, take the jeans off. Like, I'm not feeling that. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, so that kind of watered down the game, though. You know what I'm saying? It waters down the game. Because rap came out, it was straight, you know, beats and bars, you know what I'm saying? It's straight hard, you know? And then, you know, it just, as it grows, you know, people start branching off different styles, but it's like that style is like in, like, for some reason. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not knocking nobody, but, you know what I'm saying?
No, but that's a good point, though. That's a good point. And I ask a lot of people the same question because I just wanted to, you know, get their insight on what they feel is good versus bad and et cetera. But it's good that you said that, you know, like the style of dressing and everything is totally different from the Adidas and the, you know, sweatsuits and all that stuff. The Kango, definitely has changed 360, actually.
Exactly. So, you know, it's just, I mean, don't get me wrong, people that on that path, they have talent, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's how they do. But I just feel that like, goes against what hip-hop really is because, you know, hip-hop was, you know, was straight hood, man, you know, the way it started, man. The pause, you know what I'm saying, 2 turntables, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's just that whole thing. But I guess, you know, when money gets involved, you know what I'm saying, that's what happens, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They want that money.
Absolutely.
Know?
And you're right, So how did you come up with the name Big Lito?
Because when I was younger, they used to call me, you know what I'm saying, Carl Lito. So as a young boy, you know what I'm saying? So then as I got hit my teenage years, 12, 13, I just shortened it up, Lito. You know what I mean? Like, it's done. You know what I'm saying? Spanish term is done. That's how I ran with it. So if it's lito, it means it's done. Like finito, you know you're done. So
right.
You know, I stood with it like that. And I spell it L-I-T-O. I spelled it L-E-T-O. Different from how Spanish grammar, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which would be L-I-L-I-T-O. So I just spelled it L-E-T-O, you know?
Absolutely, because I was thinking, I was like, wow, that's a cute name, Lito. Hey, come here, Lito. Come here, Lito. I love it. I love it. So if you were to dabble, like, in another genre of music, you know, what would it be?
If I was to what?
Dabble, like, do something else outside of, like, you know, hip-hop.
Music?
Flavor, yeah, music-wise. Like, country, are you into, like, techno? Like, is there any other type of... you know, genres of music that you enjoy?
Don't get me wrong, like, I would rap over a techno beat, but a certain techno beat, not no real, like, you know, crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
But it depends on the beat. I mean, if the beat sound like it could be rap too, then I'm on it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on for it. You know what I'm saying? But like I prefer over techno, like on some jazz. I rap over jazz the other day. You know,
right?
So jazz is like, you know, it's right up that same alley. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that would be hot actually.
Yeah.
I think you need to look into that, Big Lito. You know, give us something with a jazz flavor to it. So you know that would be totally hot, and it would probably attract like. Older people as well. Not to say that older people are not attracted to your music now, because you know that's not what I'm implying. But you know, I'm into jazz. I'm not into rap that big. You have to really like have like an awesome beat, and everything has to flow in order for me to be like, yeah, I love it. You know, I'm not into that. Yeah, so.
You're a hard critic. You're a hard critic. Yeah.
I am, Lito. I must admit, I am. So through your music, you know, what are you essentially trying to convey to people? Like, what are you trying to tell people?
Like, basically, I try to, like, before I do a song, like, I talk, you know, everybody talk their, you know, they shit on the song, but I try to keep it, you know, without curse words. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you notice, I don't curse on my joints. I don't curse on it. And the reason why I did that, because a long time ago, you know, artist, you know, like, you know, as you know, go on, she interviewed some other artists, you know what I'm saying? And one of the artists was like, yo, I don't curse, and I won't curse on my album. And I sat back and I thought to myself, like, damn, he ain't cursed not one time. So I started thinking, like, damn, that's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, the curse in rap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just started dedicating my mind to that, and that's how I started doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've been sticking with that. And I try to, like, you know, explain, like, my personal situation. And on the second verse, I'll probably teach them, you know what I'm saying, why the reasons why you shouldn't do that. And you know, with a little message in it, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, you know, keep it hip-hop, you know, hip-hop.
Absolutely, absolutely. So why is the music so important to you? Because I read your bio, and, you know, basically I just got that music was just, like, everything to you. So why is it so important to you?
It's important for me because the way I just feel like I need to be heard, and that's, of course, everybody want to be heard. But my main thing is since, like, coming up, you know what I'm saying, I have some friends in the game that, you know, that did the damn thing, you know what I'm saying, got on, you know what I'm saying. Of course, you know, people turned around, forgot, you know, I was locked up. So, you know, they didn't show me that love that I felt like, you know what I'm saying, when we was in the streets, the love I showed them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I felt like it's just a personal vendetta where I got to do it, you know what I'm saying? I am going through it, you know what I'm saying? It's no doubt in my mind. So, you know, that's one of the things that triggered me off. One of my people was like, shitted on me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I took that very personal. That I'm like, oh, okay, I see how we doing it. So I just started hitting the studio hard every day. On my own pocket, you know what I'm saying? Doing what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right. To the point where, you know, right now we're still moving, you know? Still moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, I mean, you're just, like, amazing me, Lito, to be honest with you. Because, you know, when you never met someone, you really don't know what to anticipate from them. So the things that you're saying, the reason why you're doing music and things of that nature is really inspiring. I don't know if you realize that, but it really is. Like, you're taking positives and making it into, negatives and making it into so many positives that I could just hug you right now and don't let go. So big hugs out to Big Lito. Yeah, sure. So who are some of the artists that you've had the pleasure to work with?
Well, right quick, give you a quick rundown. My boy Aguilar the Don Bishop. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, used to be Adolf. I don't know if you remember him. He had that single Ghetto Girl.
Uh-huh.
Him. And a few other artists, you know. But the most recent artist that I've been working with is Mr. Cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got some videos out, World Star. You know? It's always a pleasure working with that with Mr. Cheeks, man, because the guy is a real down to earth dude, man. Real dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he's awesome, and you know, it's really awesome when, you know, there's people out there that I've grew up with listening to, and you know, they're still out there just paving the way for other artists and stuff like that to come up and do the damn thing. So I'm definitely a supporter of Mr. Cheeks. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're known as one of the best MCs in your community. How does that make you feel to be viewed by your community in that regard?
It makes me feel good, you know, but along the way, you know, it's always good and bad because, you know, you're always going to have the haters, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, like, that's one part I had to learn, like, after a while, like, damn. So, you know, like, certain situations, you can't put yourself in certain situations, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be very careful, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm always on point with that. So, you know, that's the other side of the game, you know what I'm saying? When you get a little, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's always like it's like a double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, people from the outside looking in is like, oh, you know, they think it's just rap. You know what I'm saying? It's all rap. It's actually more than that, you know? You know,
mm-hmm.
People don't understand the legwork of it, you know, the trail to get where you need to get. Because it's just not about going to the studio, layer 16. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's more than that, you know? It's more than that.
Absolutely. So how do you respond to, because, you know, there's always good and bad. So it's going to be people that like and people who don't like. So how do you respond to the negative feedback from your music?
Well, I always, growing up in the polo grounds, you know, grew up in an environment where it's all snapping, everybody snapping on each other. So, you know, you start building the skin for that, you know? So when it do come around, I budget off. I don't really stress it because at the end of the day, I'm me and I'm secure with myself. You know what I'm saying? So whatever people say, they're going to say it regardless. You know what I mean? They're going to talk. You know, one minute they're going to love you, one minute they're going to hate you. That's just how life is, you know?
You're right. You're right about that. So what is the reception when you perform live in front of people and stuff like that and you do your tours and stuff like that? Like, what is the feedback from the crowd? How do they perceive you?
Like, they just look at me like, yo, like it's crazy because, you know, I mean, they just stare, like, you know, like, it just, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just look at me like tunnel vision, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I try not to, you know, I can't see eye contact, you know, it's like, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
You see both ends, you know what I'm saying? Because this is, you know, it's a good feeling, though. It's definitely a good feeling.
Does it make you nervous, like, to see people just staring at you, gawking, like, all in your face, and you just like, okay, I'm trying to perform, and you're staring at me like a crazy person? Like, does it make you want to laugh? Like,
because it's good that you say that because, you know what, a lot of people, you know, I mean, of course, it's natural to have that butterflies in your stomach, but it's just how I'm going to put it. Like, me, I think of my daughter. So when I think of my daughter, you know what I'm saying, I handle my business. I go and do what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's how I block that out. But it's a natural feeling, though, when you, you know, when you get those butterflies and all that. I'm sure every artist go through that. You know what I'm saying? Every artist go through that. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, do you.
Absolutely. So when you write, you know, you write your music, you rap it, you do all that sweet stuff, but is there anything other that you do, like any other hidden talents, like, you know, production or ice skating, or you like to write, or poetry, or you like rock climbing? I mean, are you an exhibitionist? Like, what do you do outside of music?
Outside of music, that's a good question. Outside of music, let me see. You know, I'm just in the streets doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I got the band filled with CDs. You know what I'm saying? Politicking with the brothers in the hood, you know, and just politicking with these brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? Do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So if I was to, like, take your iPod or your MP3 or look in your, you know, computer on your playlist or whatever the case may be, like, what would I find? Like, who would I find on there, old or new artists? Like, who would I find on there predominantly?
On my iPod, you definitely going to find some Mr. Cheeks on there, some Wu-Tang Clan in there, some J. Ruta Damager in there, some Jim Jones, Max P, French Montana. You know, I'm still a fan of music, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I got all, basically, I just like real music, man. If it's real music, I'm feeling it. That's how I am, you know?
Right, then it's in your iPod, right? So
yes.
I want to dig, like, a little deeper on that question. Now, and for instance, if you were to take my iPod, you would definitely find more, like, old school music, like, you know, the OJs and stuff of that nature. Like, are you into that type of music?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I jam to those, too, though. You know, but those when I'm,
okay.
You know, I'm about to get a little intimate with the shorty, you know, a little Hennessy, you know, I throw to some slow jams on. I rock to those.
I just want to make sure that, you know, you wasn't, like,
yeah,
you know, having those intimate moments with, you know, with Mr. Cheeks in the background. You know what I mean? Playing in the background.
Right.
So tell us, what are some of the most interesting challenges that you had, like, you know, coming up in this game, you know, that you can kind of voice out there to people that are definitely, like, on their way trying to pavement as well? What has been those challenges so, you know, people can understand that it's not as cut and dry as they think it is coming up in the music game?
It's just, you got to make sure that your music stands above all music that's out there, you know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes down to, man. You know, because everybody is doing the same thing. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, part of your ego, too. Like, you know, you hear somebody, you know what I mean? You know, you might be talented. But then again, you know, you be like, I know that dude ain't hard as me. You know what I'm saying? I could stay harder than that. You know, so that, your ego always helps you as well, you know, to do the best you can, man, and have the best music you can, you know? That's what it is nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You definitely have to stand out. In other words, guys, you hear Big Lito here letting you guys know you definitely have to be different. You definitely have to, you know, show yourself in other ways and not adapt. Because I noticed, you know, I've interviewed and I've been to so many showcases, Big Lito, and I noticed that a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have their own identity.
Right.
You know,
that's
they
true.
Adapt to the people that they look up to, and they kind of take on their way of, in their style, and not develop a style of their own, which kind of,
right,
you know, people don't really want to see. People really want to hear and see different, because we're so used to the old stuff already. People that's already,
exactly,
who've been there and done that.
Exactly. That's true.
So that's good advice.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of artists, you know, it's good to do the showcases and all that. It's good to do all that. It's good to always keep yourself out there. But the main thing is, you know, you gotta sit back and ask yourself, who am I? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so that's what I try to, you know.
You try to adapt to that and, you know, stick with that. And that's what makes you different and a trendsetter, Lito. You know, and this is why it's so amazing to me to have the experience of having you on the show tonight because, you know, what I try to do and bring forth on this platform is basically just getting people that are trying to do the damn thing in tune to people that are doing a damn thing. So right. They can listen in and hear, or if they're falling short of something, they can retrack and say, well, you know what, Big Lito was on the Intune show and he said X, Y, and Z, and that was some good advice. So that's why I like to have interviews and stuff like that with people who are, you know, doing a damn thing, like I said again, because it shows people that's trying to get where you are.
Yes.
What it's about.
Yeah, it's, you have to, man. You have to. You got to always, you know what I'm saying? The good thing is never get discouraged, because, you know, when you get discouraged, and, you know, sometimes that can either make, they say a DJ can make you or break you, but discouragement can make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? That's for real. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just gotta, you know, come strong. Mm-hmm. Be strong. You know?
Absolutely be strong. So mm-hmm. what's like your typical day? You say you always out here, you know, you said that a few times, like, you know, I'm just out here doing my thing. What is like your typical day? Because you said you was also a dad. So does your day consist of, okay, let me get up, cook, or, you know, what's your day like?
Well, right now I'm out with my baby mom. So, you know, I pick up my daughter on Sunday movies, you know, and 2-3 times a week when I can, make it 2-3 times a week. I pick her up from school, take her home, you know, spend that time, you know, got to show her that daddy's here, you know. Can't have, you know, a young girl thinking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus she's a teenager, so she had a crucial point in time, you know what I'm saying, of her life, you know, school, you know, pressure, you know, peer pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And plus she's in not her best neighborhood, you know, Far Rockaway. You already know,
right.
So.
Mm-hmm. So how does she feel about daddy being an artist? How does she feel your daughter's reception to daddy being an artist? Is it like she's always excited? Like, yeah, Big Lito's my dad. Big Lito's my dad. Like, is it like that all the time?
I mean, sometimes when she sees the video, you know, she tells her friends, but she, you know, I think she takes it very well. Because right now I'm also enrolling her in some acting classes. So, you know, she's like a little artist herself, so she's starting to understand, you know? So
right, right.
It's pretty cool.
Definitely. I mean, if you was my dad, I'd be like, Big Lito's my daddy! You know, like... I'm serious. You know how kids can be. Like, they want the world to know who they connected to sometimes, especially when you're doing positive things and you're out there in the community and people know you. You have a face out there. It's not like just a face. It's Big Lito's face. So, you know, definitely. So let me know something. If you was to choose cars or women, what would you choose? And I know this is like a random, silly question, but I always like to throw something silly out there. Uh-huh.
Between a car and a woman?
Yeah, which one would you choose, a woman or a car?
So when you say woman, it got to be like the baddest woman, right? That's the best woman, the baddest.
Yes, it's like your idea of a woman. Would you pick the woman or the car?
That's the other one of your good questions. See, I can't be on foot, so I think I have to go with the car, because with the car, the woman will always come. You know, you got to make a car.
Absolutely.
We will have to go with the car. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. I would definitely agree with you, Big Lito. I would take the car.
Definitely.
So... if there was, like, a theme song for your life, you know, like, how we have Married with Children and it's, like, love and marriage, like, if there was a theme song for you, who Big Lito is, in a nutshell, what would it be called?
See, that's another good question. I would have to go with, let me see, I'm about to go with that song, Cold World, from the GZA album. Nicole Shore, Coldwell.
Yes.
That song,
okay.
Like this. Okay, that's
definitely.
I would pick that as my theme song. Definitely.
Okay, that's Big Lito. Have you ever seen that movie, I'ma Get You, Sucker?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, remember he was walking around with KRS-One as his theme music?
Yes. Yes, I remember that part. He's like, every band you go, what the line he said.
I just think it's so crazy.
Yeah, but that's a funny movie. That's a classic.
Right, definitely a classic. That's archived for real, Big Lito, for real.
Yes.
Okay, so I have just like a few more questions, and I'm going to let you go because I know you got to do your thing or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But I have some questions actually that I accumulated from listeners
of
the show. So basically, the first question was, where are you in a relationship?
Am I in a relationship?
Yeah, are you in a relationship at this current point in time?
With a female, right?
Yeah,
with a female,
you
know. No, because the reason I say that, because like a female that I'm in right now, I'm going through a lot of turbulence. So right at the moment, you know, I'm keeping option B open. So it's females, you know. So
okay.
I love it.
And Lisa's honest, Big Lito. So a woman that's approaching Big Lito, for all the listeners out there and for the person who actually tweeted me this, you know, basically Big Lito is just letting you guys know that it's option B, one, and that it's with an S on the end, okay? So don't go falling in love, okay? The options is still open until he closed them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So do you have any annoying habits is another question that was tweeted to me.
What was the question, sweetie?
Oh, the question was, do you have any annoying habits?
Oh, yeah, let me see, annoying habits. Let me see. I really don't have no annoying habits, not really. I'm really...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I smoke a lot. That might be a bad habit for somebody that don't smoke.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, it's real. It's real. And two more questions. And the next question would be, would you date a fan?
Like serious? Like some serious or just like some... A quick swing, right?
Well, I think that Big Lito, you don't even have to answer this question. Is any question I ever ask you and you don't want to, you can always, like, next, you know. But I just think that if I may take this one over, because that's kind of a complicated thing, I just think that it just depends. Because someone can be a fan/supporter and you can meet them and, you know, you can have, like, a groupie. And you could do a one-night stand with a groupie, but if it's a fan and a supporter, it may change the dynamics of the situation because of the position where she's coming from.
Right.
She's coming from with support. She's not coming like, oh, my God, it's Big Lito. Oh, my God, I'm going to throw my panties at him. So, you know, that's what separates it and make it different, in my opinion.
Definitely. Yeah, you're right. You couldn't have said it any better.
Thank you, Big Lito. Thank you. So how can someone, is the last question, how can someone get your attention if they were interested in you?
See, again, you talk about females, right? You still talk about females, right?
Yes, we talk about females in plural.
All right. I would say, you know, for a female, for me, like, see, I like pretty females, you know what I'm saying? I love them, you know what I'm saying? But, the ones that really catch my eyes just be the one that's real, like, I guess the one that plays hard to get, you know?
Right.
So that one always, I mean, I guess it's just how it is, you know, because, you know, you don't want nobody that's easy, you know what I'm saying, going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the one that's a little stuck up, a little snotty, you know, I will pay attention to that, you know?
Definitely. It's the thrill of the hunt, right, Lito? It's the thrill of the hunt.
I mean, yes.
You know, I think it would make it excited for me if I had, like, a man that was, like, definitely, like, oh, yeah, I love you, I want to be with you, and giving me, like, the world. It's like, okay, wow, that was easy. You know, but if someone is like, oh, yeah, you cute, but you're not all that, I think that's hot because it's like, you know you want me, but you're going to make me
right.
fight for you.
Exactly. So with that person, you will have more, you know, see, because sometimes you need somebody around to humble you down sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need that.
Definitely.
You need that. You need that, you need that little negative charge around sometimes.
Absolutely.
Know?
I agree 110%. So tell us, you know, do you have any upcoming projects and things like that that we can kind of like tune into or look
yes,
forward
I
to?
Do. Right now in the works, it's going to be the mixtape, Double Life Click mixtape with my peoples, Mr. Piff, LB. We're working on as we speak. And then I'm also working on another solo mixtape called Chains and Rings. So that's we're working on as we speak. So, you know, hopefully within the next month or two, we should be completing those projects right there, you know. And
right, so where
dropped,
can people, I'm sorry,
Big Lito. I'm sorry, we just dropped the Big Lito subtitle mixtape.
Absolutely, congratulations on that. So where can people gain more insight on your social media platforms?
Yes, he is. Excuse me, is he? Right.
Hello?
I don't hear you, sweetie.
Oh, okay. I said, where can people, you know, gain more insight and follow you and stay in tune? What's your Facebook? What's your Twitter? What's your Reverb? Whatever social media network that you're connected to that people can gain more insight on your music?
Yeah.
And you? Shout it out.
Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Yeah, right now I'm getting pulled over as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it's our fault. All right, Big Lito, get off the phone. Go ahead. Do what you got to do, Big Lito. I'll give everybody your info.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Lito.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, so unfortunately, because of the Intune show, Big Lito is actually getting pulled over, and I just want to apologize for that. You know, him driving and talking on the phone, staying in tune with us got him in trouble, so I hope it's not too much trouble, Big Lito. I feel so horrible, so horrible. But definitely follow Big Lito at Big, B-I-G-L-E-T-O, on Twitter. And stay in tune to him. Find him. Just Google his name. All his search engine things will come up. I just feel so bad right now. Oh, my God. Big Lito, I'm so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. And like I said again, I hope it all works out for Big Lito. So, yeah, we gained some insight on Big Lito. He's really amazing. He's down to earth, as you guys can see. And those are the type of individuals that I love to support and gain insight on, or those that, you know, are humble and kind of stick to their roots. And, you know, even though they're moving up in life, they're definitely reflecting back on their past and making sure that the steps that they take include, you know, a few steps back. So much love to Big Lito for tuning into the Intune show. Much love to Michelle McGee again from Bullseye Entertainment. She's absolutely amazing. Much love to everybody who contributes to the Intune show, such as Lady Twinkles and Dr. Sue. And Leah Evans, which she's going to be on our little Fashionista, giving us an update shortly. So I'm excited to hear what she has on the roster for us for this, you know, upcoming spring. So let's stay in tune with that in a few. But until then, let's just play some music until Leah comes on. And the song that we are about to drop right now is called Love Galaxy by Tracy Crews. Tune in, babies.
Away my God. can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You're now in tuned to the In Tune Show with your girl, Sexy Miss P.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Miss P and I'm back. That was Love Galaxy by Tracy Cruz, and that drop was by Michael Hearn. So thank you, Mike, for that drop. Love, 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 and kisses, kisses, kisses. Oh my goodness, I'm still over here tripping over Big Lito. I just hope everything works out okay. I cannot even express enough how, like, devastated I am about that whole event happening while he was actually on the phone talking to me. So I have to follow up with him to see how everything goes, and I'll definitely keep you guys in tune to what happens. I just got to, you know, update that Mr. Cheeks is not feeling well. So basically he's not going to be on the show tomorrow. So I'm definitely going to keep you babies posted on the next date he will be available to do so. So let's, you know, send our warm regards out to Mr. Cheeks and, you know, send out some kisses and some hugs and some chicken soup. And, you know, hopefully he'll, you know, get better soon and we'll be talking to him and getting in tune to everything that he has going on right now. Also, I would just like to say, coming up on a schedule for May, we have May 8th. We have David Tolliver, which is one of the singers, which he is one of the singers, excuse me, from Men at Large. And he has a single out, ladies. I mean, he sent me a few tracks, and can I just say that they're hot? However, he has the single Home, OMG, loving it, loving it, loving it. I can't even express how many times I played that thing on my iPod already. Honestly, the other day heading to work, and my commute to work is over an hour, I played it on repeat the entire trip there and damn near the whole entire trip back. When I get home, I put it on. It's definitely a good look. If you guys are not in tune with David Tolliver's Home, take my word for it. Awesome, 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 awesome. And I think I also like it so much is because it kind of, you know, coincides on what's happening in my life right now. So basically when you get in tune to certain sounds or certain music or certain individuals, it's basically based on your mode of action, I should say, at the moment. So he's definitely, you know, on my playlist Hard Body because it resonates with me so much right now. Also, we have coming up on that same week, Positive K. So for all those, you know, youngins that are not up on Positive K, he's definitely the one who says, excuse me, miss. And she's like, I'm not having it, okay? He also had a track out with MC Light. And right now he's doing he's a comedian right now. He's also, you know, working on his album in the studio as we speak. So we're going to be tuning in with him the same week. We also have on our calendar for May, we have Chingy coming up. We have Murphy Lee coming up. OMG, we have so many amazing people coming up that it's not even funny, you know. So I'm going to keep it under wraps and, you know, not overwhelm you guys with the schedule because it's hard for me to keep up right now with all the amazing things that are happening, all these beautiful blessings that are being bestowed on me. So anyway, while we waited for Leah Evans to tune in and give us our fashion updates, definitely join the Intune Show website. And that whole URL is going to change shortly because I'm basically in the works talking to a few people, web designers, in regards to revamping the Intune Show website altogether. So right now you can log in to stay connected and definitely check out our calendar at ntuned.webs.com and stay connected. You can follow us on Twitter at ntuned show. And you can also find us on Facebook under the Intune Show. So there's, I mean, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Dig, we're on MySpace. I mean, you name it, the Intune Show is on it. So you definitely can find us at any for any reason that you guys need to, whether it's through just to, you know, gain more insight on the Intune Show or to kind of let us know what it is that you do, because we always look in and our hearts are always open to our listeners and our supporters, and we definitely want to get in tune with you. So if there's anyone that you know or anything out there that you do that you want to, you know, use this platform for, then definitely do that. You can send me your info, the things that you do, a bio, your music, MP3 formatted, titled and labeled through, and at, you know, intuneshow@aol.com, and, you know, let's let the world know, you know, your expertise, your creativity, your skills, your talent. I want to know. The world wants to know. So why keep it to yourself? until Leah calls in, let's play another song. And this one is called This Time by Dante Tyler. And if you're not in tune with him, you better get in tune, because he is my babes when it comes down to his songs. So listen in so you can see what I'm talking about. So that was Dante Tyler with This Time. Love, 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 love this song. I mean, I know everybody can relate to that. This time, you know, how many times you break up with somebody and get back with them and you just like, just one more chance, or you say to yourself, like, oh, this time if we don't work out, I'm not going back, this and this and that and third. I mean, we're all guilty of it, including Miss P. So basically, I think this song resonates with me so much because, you know, it's been like the story of my life. This time we're going to make it work, this time, you know, until you finally just have to throw the towel in and move forward. So sometimes things can be repaired and sometimes they can't, unfortunately. That's the nature of the beast and, you know, life goes on. But, you know, for all those that, you know, are looking for good music once again and, you know, looking for something to resonate with or even to just gain, like, strength from, music is powerful, okay? And I cannot stress that enough. You can just feel like the worst ever, and then someone plays something or you happen to hear a song that have something in it that you can relate to, and it kind of changes your whole perspective of how you felt. It could even make you happy, sad, depressed, whatever it is that it does. Music is so powerful that it has such a profound effect on the next thing that you do in your life when you're listening to it. So basically, I'm saying all of that to say that, you know, no matter what you're going through, there's always a song for it. There's always someone that can relate to it. And there's always someone that has been there and done that in their life that can relate to what you're going through. So no one is exempt from this time, in other words. So definitely tune into, you know, Dante Tyler. And you can follow him at Dante Tyler on Twitter. And he spells it D-A-U-N-T-E-R-T-Y-L-E-R. Get in tune. Definitely a good look. So we're waiting for Leah to call in and give us our fashion update. You know, I think this day is just going to be one of those days of music, just playing tracks and resonating with certain things that I have on rotation on the In Tune show. I also want to just give a quick shout out to, you know, Fee Sexy Ma, as usual, and Tisha, because they're always so supportive of the In Tune show no matter what I do. You know, I could be on here talking about twiddling my toes all day, and they're definitely always tuned into that. So much love to them for that. You know, much love to my mom's, you know, who's not feeling really well, and she's, you know, in the hospital right now. So send out your love, your energy, and your prayers out to my mom for a speedy recovery because, you know, she's a fighter. I give her that. But at the same time, you know, it's sometimes, you know, the fight just comes to an end. So let's just hope and pray that all works out for her. And, you know, Miss P don't have to be on here feeling sad and blue. So with that being said, we have Lee on the line. Let's tune in and see what great things she came up with to share with us tonight. How you doing tonight, Leah?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Totally excited and looking forward to what you have in store for us tonight.
Yes. Well, so you had told me that your readers were, I mean, your readers, goodness, sorry, I'm back on my blog.
No, it's
your
okay.
Listeners.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to know about some sales and where to go to kind of look good for less, which is, I think, always the ultimate question, you know?
Right.
So a couple of my favorites. I shop at Zara all the time. And they've got pretty good price points, and they always have great sales, which is wonderful. Sometimes they're kind of those awful sales where you have to, like, search through buckets of stuff, which mm-hmm. is never fun. But when you find that perfect shirt and you wear it out and everyone thinks, you know, you got it at Saks Fifth Avenue, then it's always worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Zara is a place I go all the time. I have walked into events in head-to-toe Zara where other people have on, you know, fancy-schmancy tycoon dresses, and no one will ever know the difference. And that's what I love about them. They're a pretty good price point, but you would never be able to tell that they're not really expensive. And they've got some good shoes, too, which is great. They're not uber comfortable, but, you know, they'll get you through a night, so.
Right. Right. Do they have a website up, Zara's?
They do. It is Zara.com. And they are now, they just started selling things online, I think, at the end of last year. So that's been exciting for them and bad for my bank account.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, but they've always got good stuff. And again, it's a great, you know, it's not super cheap, but it's not horrible. You can always, you know, I can always seem to find something there that I can afford. So I love that. It's Zara.com. And then I am also pretty big on to some of the shopping sites that you sign up for and you get daily emails.
Right.
So Rue La La is one that I go to all the time, or I get their daily emails. And it's RUELALA.com. And they are a great site. So every day around 10 or 11 o'clock, they'll send you an email and let you know what's on sale on that site for that day. And they've got really great stuff. It changes every day. They've got handbags and shoes one day. They've got shirts another day. They have men's, women's. They'll have kids' stuff. And it's just a great way, I think. It's easy because it just comes into my inbox. I don't even have to go looking for it. It just kind of shows up. So that's one thing that I love. And it's free. You can just, you know, you just sign up and you just get it daily. And I even like that one better than Guilt Group. Guilt Group is another one that will come into your inbox daily. And it has high-end designer things that are on sale. But I, you know, even if a dress that was $4,000 is now on sale for $2,000, I still can't afford it. So it doesn't really do me much good.
Right.
It's pretty cool with that, but, you know, it's on sale. But it still doesn't do me much good. But Rue La La is much better about, you know, having things that are on sale and they'll be, you know, $69 or they'll be, you know, they've got a range of stuff that you can definitely find some really great price items in there. And they're usually still this season. They're just items that, you know, they didn't sell as many of them or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
So that is one. I'm also a big Forever 21 girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a little tricky as well. I usually like to pair Forever 21 pieces with, you know, if I have a great pair of jeans that I've decided to go out and spend a lot of money on because I know they look good on me, that's something I'm willing to kind of spend my money on because jeans to me, a bad pair of jeans is can be a bad pair of jeans.
Right. It's true. Like the ones that
so
I have on now.
So, yeah, but I think Forever 21 is great for tops. And they're so fun, you know, if you're doing a floral top or a neon top or something that's so seasonal, it's great. And once you pair them with that great pair of jeans or that nice pair of shoes that you have, no one's ever going to be able to be like, oh, I bet she got that at Forever 21.
Exactly. I've been hearing about Forever 21 like for 21 years. I definitely have to go check them out because I've never been in one of their stores ever.
Yeah, and they've got an online site as well. It is, I believe it's forever21.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely go in there. It's a little overwhelming, as is their store. And you'll walk in and you definitely, 90% of the store you will not like. It looks like a teenager should be wearing it, which is probably true. But there's that 10% of the store that if you go through, you'll find some really great stuff. And it's fun and it's, you know, it's seasonal. You can grab a scarf. They have great jewelry. That's really their jewelry selection is always really fun because it's fun and funky, and you can get stuff for like $10 or $15, which I love, especially because I feel like that big, chunky, fun jewelry can go in and out of style so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And then I'm actually going to do a little plug for Girl Around Town.
Absolutely.
On girlaroundtown.net, we actually have a deals page. So on this page, if you click on it, there are five stores that we have on there right now, and they have a running list of the deals that they have going on currently. So we have beauty.com and Bare Necessities, which is a place that sells lingerie. We have Nordstrom. So if you go on there, you can see the different sales that those stores are running currently, which they don't always kind of put on the front page of their site. Like right now they're offering free shipping and returns on any item you order at Nordstrom, which you might not know, and they might not say on their front page. But we've got a running list of that on our site. They've got you know, some Mother's Day specials going at Nordstrom's. They've got some shipping specials at NARS Cosmetics. And so it's just little stuff like that that, you know, sometimes, especially if you're going to be shopping online, it's, you know, the shipping starts to add up and you kind of want to save and you need to know that you can return it for free without, you know, kind of incurring costs that you don't want to. So that's always a fun way, I think, to kind of just save a penny here and there. And it's an easy kind of fast way you can look through and say, oh, they're doing free shipping. I can go onto Nordstrom's and click through and find something. You know, or anytime they're having a shoe sale or anything like that, it'll be up on our site as well. So that's been fun. Again, I love sharing it with everyone, but bad for my bank account because it's right. Easy access for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So definitely, guys, log on, follow at Girl At, and definitely go to Girl At. Is it Girl Around Town spelled out? Can you give them
yes.
the link?
Mm-hmm. GirlAroundTown.net. And then you go to our deals page. It's up on our toolbar. Just hit deals, and it'll take you to the list of all the current deals that are going on with 5 of the major stores, including Barney's, which that's my biggest downfall.
I know. That's why you're the fashion Easter, you know? It has to be somebody fashionable to do it.
Fashionista and poor, because I spend too much on clothes. Even if they're on sale.
I love it. I wanted to ask you a quick question, Leah, before I let you go. I wanted to know your input on, I don't know if you're familiar with this website, Shoe Dazzle.
I have seen it. Let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah, Shoe Dazzle. Let me see if I'm saying it right. Yeah, ShoeDazzle.com.
Yeah.
So I came across this.
Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I came across it on Facebook because you know how Facebook be having their little promotional things on the side of your page sometimes. And I clicked on it, and it was like one of those sites that you were referring to where you have to just sign up and they send you emails and things of that nature. So I haven't purchased anything, but I was just waiting for you to come on today to kind of see if you were, you know, aware of that particular website. Is it like something that you trust or whatever the case may be?
You know,
I'm not sure.
I've seen it. I'm not on it. But it looks interesting. I'm going to get on it now. So can I tell you in 2 weeks what I think about it?
Yeah, definitely. In 2 weeks, follow up with me because I actually put some shoes in a shopping cart. And I said, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to reference this with you and see what you think about it and then take it from there. So definitely if they're not there in 2 weeks, they'll have other ones up there. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not, I'm not pressed for it. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it right now, and it looks great. I like that you can do a style quiz, and they'll start to kind of send you things that they think you might like. And that's what it looks like, you know, what they'll do. And I love that because it's a time saver for me. If I can fill something out and they're going to tell me, like, here are 20 shoes that you might like from our site of 200, you know, that I always love. It has someone else do the work for you, you know?
Yes, yes, definitely. And they do put you through hell before you get to be logged in and officially look through stuff.
So
they really do.
That pays off then.
Yes, hopefully it will. Hopefully it will. So is that it for the updates on fashion?
I think so.
Yay.
Yeah, so Forever 21 and Zara are my go-to, and then go to girlaroundtown.net for the latest on all of the big stores that are having sales.
Absolutely, and also just to let you guys know that I'm sure if you tweet Leah anything, she'll get back to you when she can. She's a busy woman, as you guys know. She has her own, you know, projects, and she's lending a hand with the Intune Show, and I'm really appreciative to that. And you can also go on our links page on the Intune Show and find girlaroundtown.net as well. So for all those lazy people, you can definitely just go to the links page and click, and there you go. You got her. So stay in tune,
Leah. Absolutely. Ask any questions, and we will answer. If you also want to email us at info@girlaroundtown.net, we're always happy to answer questions, and a lot of times we'll post those up on our site as well because we get a ton of really good questions asked. So we love to hear from people.
Absolutely. So we appreciate you. Thanks again for all that you do.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right.
So
we'll
hear from
you
in 2 weeks. Talk
okay.
to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was Leah, girlaroundtown.net. Definitely log on, join and support. And for all those that are looking for great deals and stuff, she has it all opened up for you. So I want you guys to definitely support, support, support. So that's what it's about. So when people are taking their time to contribute to the Intune show, I want all of the supporters to give the same love that you give the Intune show to Girls At, to Dr. Sue, and to Lady Twinkles, because they don't have to take the time out of their busy days to come on to give us this, you know, insight and keep us in tune to all the awesome things that are happening around town. I'm using their name as a slogan just to reiterate for you guys to go to girlaroundtown.net and join. And also follow at Girl At on Twitter, okay? So get in tune. They have a like page on Facebook. Definitely just Google, just put it into the search engine, Girl Around Town, and it will just pop up. Like their page, support, show love, because this is what helps people want to, you know, come onto the Intune show and contribute. Not to say that they wouldn't do it anyway, but it also shows face and it shows that people are in tune and supporting what they're trying to do as well. So you guys know me by now. Support, 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 support is the key element to survival in this life. So I just want to thank you all again for tuning in and being supportive to the Intune show, to Girl At, okay, which is girlaroundtown.net. To Lady Twinkles with a little more spice.com, and to Dr. Sue, the real drsue.com. Log on, be proactive, stay in tune. And Mr. Cheeks is actually sick tomorrow, so for all those who are going to tune in for the show tomorrow, I will have an updated link for you guys for when he will actually be on. Dave Tolliver will be on Tuesday. He is from that group that I used to love, Men at Large. So I'm looking forward to talking with him on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, baby, stay in tune with Miss P, Girl At, Dr. Sue, and Lady Twinkles. Have a good night. Enjoy the weekend for me because I have so much to do. For anybody who knows me knows that I like to end the show with a song. So let's do it. Let's just go right in, jump right in and end the song with Diamond Dallas with Top of the World. So for all you guys that are not in tune with Diamond Dallas, definitely look her up at Diamond Dallas at Bandcamp.com and support, 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 keyword. Here we go.
There's nothing you can tell me, and I got nothing left to say. Well, maybe you could help me, yeah, but I don't really feel that way. They watch me hit hard like a star falling out of the sky. Got back up like that's alright. I'm about to shoot twice as high. And don't you dare tell me leave my dream when I can still feel it inside. Okay, I took that loss, I took it all in stride. And if anyone's looking for me, then let them know I'm still here. But if you're looking for me, look up. I'm shooting for the top of the world. World. I aim at the top of the world. I don't need a friend like you. I'm shooting for the top of the world.
fucking eyes closed, blindfold. How I know it's all in they flow. Those talking about other rappers that they fear, but won't mention their name, but still the artist of the year. How was that when you're supposed to be the focal of rap? But when I focus on your rap, all I focus on is crap. So now I focus on a map of an industry I don't need, full of coordinates around this shit to help me proceed. Pause, cause my soul bleeds. D-Doc, rest in peace. Now it's clear what I need to blast off on top of these, to build an infrastructure that's as strong as Monopoly. Count full of paper, the color of cabbage and broccoli. The lifestyle, the mockery. Just sitting on top of these. How you doing that as I'm sitting all on top of these? Gloves on, grab the throttle, hold my girl, master gas. Next stop to the top of the world.
Yeah.